Reading the Secret Garden. Welcome to the Secret Garden Christian Reader's Guide. If you've read The Secret Garden before and want to explore the faith lessons it carries, this is the place to be. If this is your first time reading or listening to the novel, you're in for a treat. The Secret Garden starts with a major crisis and slowly builds to a delightful crescendo. In the traditional style of a Victorian children's novel, the circumstances in Mary Lennox's life go from bad to worse within the first few pages. But the good news is this, it can only go up from there. Soon after Mary arrives at Misselthwaite Manor, an ancient, rambling house on the edge of a bleak, windswept moor, the story starts to build. As you'll discover, this story isn't just about a little orphan girl who moves to England to live with an uncle she's never met. Misselthwaite is filled with dark passageways, 100 empty rooms, and plenty of long hidden secrets. You'll find yourself quickly immersed in Mary's world as she meets new friends, makes strange discoveries, and finds clues about the secret garden. You'll want to quiz Martha about the cry the wind makes at night, roam around the moor on a little pony with Dickon, and taste Mrs. Sowerby's fresh cottage-made currant buns for yourself. You might even try to speak with a broad Yorkshire accent like Martha, Dickon, and Ben Weatherstaff. Best of all, as Misselthwaite slowly comes to life, you'll feel as though you're standing side by side with Mary and Dickon in the garden, watching for buds to break on the rose bushes. Chapter 15. Book Overview. Written by Frances Hodgson Burnett and published in 1911, The Secret Garden is a story about an unhappy young girl named Mary Lennox, who is sent to live in a strange house on the edge of a moor with an uncle she's never met after her parents die. She soon meets new friends, discovers a delightful secret, and helps bring a beautiful garden back to life. Throughout the novel, gardening metaphors and symbols are used to communicate important themes and lessons. For example, there is a neglected dead garden that represents the neglected dead relationships in Mary's family. When the garden experiences a rebirth, it correlates with the rebirth of the family unit. Themes of restoration and new life feature throughout the story as the characters find emotional and physical healing. How to use this guide. This reader's guide to the Secret Garden is designed to help you notice, access, and engage with the Christian themes in the story. In it, you'll find background information about the setting, time period, and author. In addition, there are theme outlines, character profiles, chapter overviews, application thoughts, and discussion questions to help you dig into the story. As you use this guide, keep your eyes open for other lessons or themes that aren't included here and search for the hidden treasure God might want to show you. If you've read The Secret Garden before, then you can use this guide without worrying about any spoiler alerts. However, if you haven't read it before, make sure you pay attention to any spoiler warnings as you go. When you come to the chapter overview and discussion section, read each chapter of the novel before reading the overview. The Secret Garden offers many layers of meaning for us to explore. At first glance, it is a children's book, and yet it has the ability to touch the hearts of teens and adults too. Each time you read it, you'll notice things that you didn't see the time before. As you reread certain passages for deeper reflection, look at the story from different angles. Take note of subtle details, symbolic imagery, and secondary characters. Think about how the characters change and grow. Notice the parallels between the characters and the garden itself. If you want to take things a step further, research the setting, the time period, and the genre. Consider what the author's greater purpose might be, beyond providing entertainment or enjoyment. Try your best to relate personally to the story and look for details that point to biblical themes. Faith lessons. Within every classic story, we find themes and motifs that can teach us lessons about the Christian faith. The Secret Garden offers exquisite metaphors for our spiritual lives. If you think about your own heart in terms of gardening, it's easy to see the link. Your faith grows and thrives when you water, fertilize, weed, and plant new seeds of faith on a regular basis. Conversely, your faith wilts and falters when it's neglected. The Bible makes plentiful use of farming and gardening examples and metaphors, so a book about a garden is a wonderful way to make thoughtful connections to the stories in the Bible. All great stories include elements of the greatest story ever told. Every classic story includes themes of redemption, salvation,